Mic check. Wow, I got some volume. You can hear me? Mic check 1, 2. Oh, this one is down. That's why. Yeah. Mic check. I turned it. That's too loud. Yeah. These levels. Keep everything. Yeah. Mic check 1, 2. You good? You hear me here? Here we go. I mean, cut my white knob up a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 32. In your ears, at least. This is only the second time we on screen, but we back at it. And I have to acknowledge the fact that I sent out my newsletter from tgthehost.com. Oh, I'm sorry. Episode 32 of the People's Choice Podcast. I am obviously your host, TG. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us again. If it's your first time, welcome. But I sent my newsletter out. What's today? The 3rd? I sent it out Friday. And I have some typos, man. And if anybody who knows being talks to me, texts me, you know I'm correcting bad grammar and being petty about the shit in the text messages when you fuck up. So I messed up. I'm owning that. I'm taking responsibility. If you got my newsletter, if you subscribe to the website and you did not see it, check your promotions folder, spam, junk, whatever. But we in there. And just let your email provider know that this is safe. This looks safe. I fuck with TG. This is my mans. But I got 2 typos. I'm not going to call them out because I still have a sense of pride. And if you didn't catch it, that's your fault. But it's in there. I want to address that now and right my wrongs and we back to it. Now, let's get to the good stuff. It's kind of good. I mean, I guess. Michigan weather has been on some baby back bullshit. Last week, as an adult, I had 4 snow days, man. And I didn't, as a kid, you don't think the adults get snow. I don't know. Actually, as a kid, adults didn't get snow days. Y'all mom and daddies was never off work when you had a snow day at school. You know what I'm saying? Not officially. If they had to stay home because paying for childcare was too much, that's one thing. But last week, Michigan reached negative 32, 33? Negative 35 last week. It's so cold. It was so cold. Like, the state capitol building closed. Like, the official affairs and business of the state of Michigan, them niggas said, no, not today. They was not fucking with the shit. I see that, and I'm like, if the state capitol building closes, nobody should be open today. They should send out a nice little memo through every job in the city and said, listen, tell your employees to stay home. Now, the fucked up part is people don't grocery shop in time for shit like this winter apocalypse that we have for 4 days. So a lot of niggas had to rush to Meijer, rush to Kroger, RIP Farmer Jack, man, we miss you. And load up on some groceries. And that sucks because them niggas can't get off work for snow days. I used to wrangle carts at Meijer. That's what they call them, cart wranglers. Because we had a weak-ass rope, and I wasn't supposed to bring in no more than 10 carts at a time. And I got this job my junior year, right before basketball season. And I would only work on the weekends because I had practicing games during the week. And that's top 2, one of my most 2 hated jobs in my life already. Because I had to bring in carts and a bunch of fucking snow and slush and ice and not bust my head. And I only had 15 minute breaks and it's negative 20 degrees outside. Them niggas never get days off of the weather. And that's trash. I think as a society, we got to figure something out for that. Maybe you niggas go shopping and wrangle your own carts. Bring in 3 carts every time you walk into the grocery store. Now, it's easy for me to say that now, and I'm going to get to the grocery store and walk right past all them bitches and go get one that's inside dried off already. But we were so cold, man. My son's school was sending me emails and calling me at like 6:30 the evening before. School is closed tomorrow. So then I get that, and I got to wait for my job to text me and say, we closed too. And I'm just crossing my fingers and hoping, like, please tell me we off, because I hate having to dip into my vacation and my sick time for a snow day. We live in certain Minnesota, Michigan, New York, the Chicago's, the East Coast, this whole area where we get a bunch of bullshit snow out of nowhere. And the state don't be prepared for whatever reason. We begin dump snow forever and we still be surprised every year. I shouldn't have to cut into my vacation time and my sick leave because my son's school closed, right? We trying to be safe and not have school buses crashing and not have teachers driving from far and wide to come teach your kids. But if I'm out of vacation time or out of sick time where my shit ain't reloaded yet for the new year, I'm shit out of luck, right? I got to find some money to pay somebody to impromptly, whatever word I'm supposed to say, don't worry about that, take care of my kids. The good news is I got a situation where if all else fails, I could drop my son off somewhere, but everybody don't have that luxury. And there's not a lot of people that my wife is going to trust to just throw the kids with, especially when it's 8 inches of snow and negative 20 degrees outside. I drive a car. I don't drive a truck. I don't got big Hot Wheel monster truck wheels on my shit. If my shit snowed in, I'm not forcing it. If I open my front door and can't see the difference between the parking lot and the grass because of so much snow, I'm calling it in. Niggas at the plants, they stuck because so many people got to call off before they be like, nobody has to come in. But niggas at the plant love that money too much, dog. They take their ass to work. Then they get like a good 12 hours away from their lady. They get to be away from their lady for 12, 13 hours. They can't be on the phone for real. So it's like, I'm straight. Like, going to work for a lot of niggas is solitude. No kids, no lady, no mama, no. Well, fuck that. I'm going to work. I'll see your ass maybe after work. I don't know. It's going to take me another 2 hours to get home. Just, we never know, right? But shout out to everybody who made it out of this week without crashing their shit, without spinning out, without getting somebody pregnant. Without, yeah, for the students, man. Thank you. Students had to walk around this bitch. First of all, Michigan State got to be the most fuck you university that I've ever known about, because these niggas since 1855 have canceled school less than 10 times. We in the middle of Michigan, literally mid-Michigan. And we get some of the dumbest snow, and these niggas are not canceling classes, bro. Like, how many snow days y'all get? Two? Wednesday, Thursday? Y'all only had Wednesday, Thursday.
That was the first back-to-back.
Ever. We had a snow day it was a cold day when I was here, but that was it. But they'll wait till like noon and be like, everything after noon is canceled. Bitch, I had 8 a.m. and a 10:20. I didn't already did the hard part. I was out here before y'all shoveled, before y'all threw the salt down. You in a council school and nobody, bitch, nobody got 2:20 classes no more. We done already.
They don't want nobody to sue the university for that.
I'm suing the shit, bro. Bro, this is terrible. Michigan State don't care about y'all niggas. Y'all don't drive around campus. The CATA bus don't stop. And the CATA drivers be whipping that bitch like Vin Diesel, nigga. Especially the Extendo accordion bus. They be floating around them corners, dog. A bus did? Oh, wow. Shout out to the CATA driver who got pulled over. You really living life on the edge. So, yeah, that was it, man. We went through a lot of shit up in Michigan, for those who don't know. If you got family in Michigan and you not here, send them $10 in a Cash App, man. Just say thinking about you. Just Cash App is the new hallmark. Just send a nigga a thinking about you $10 in the Cash App. Yeah. Just in the memo, just, man, thinking about you, man. You was on my mind. I saw the weather. I hope my man is still here, like ain't laid up somewhere. But just Cash App is the new hallmark, man. And not to shit on Hallmark, because them niggas been around and legendary forever. But send a nigga some money and just say, hey, man, order you something to eat. Imagine being a pizza delivery guy in that weather last week, dog.
Did y'all get gas?
I don't know. I didn't leave my house. If I, bro, once the snow day, the kids had a snow day, and then I had a snow day, there was no reason for me to leave. Nothing. We had already went grocery shopping, and I don't think I knew that the weather was going to be that bad, but I went because it was time to go. It was pay week. It was the weekend. We need groceries in the crib, so I go grocery shopping, whatever, we straight. So that worked out. I had to go maybe like once to get some little shit because we didn't feel like cooking for real, but... Nah, man, just send a nigga $15 and be like, look, you was on my mind. I know y'all was negative 20. And then, what, we had 40 degrees yesterday. Felt like summertime. Niggas outside, T-shirts on, shorts, nigga, no coat, just sweating and shit. Just turn the heat off in the whip. Fuck all of that, nigga. Then niggas got bum-ass apartment. I got to shovel my own snow, and I live in a townhouse complex, bro. I pay rent, y'all making me shovel my own snow. We got
to
figure this out. I need a lemon squeeze with my landlord. I'm about to go to the clubhouse and have a lemon squeeze, bro. I shouldn't have to shovel my own shit. So, what we got? What else we got on news? So, listen, I came across an article. The production team came across an article. Pause, Terrence. TGTheHost.com. Subscribe. Last episode is right on the homepage. Shout out to everybody who's making this possible. Myself. Just pay attention to the credits at the end of the show, man. There's some very important people that we want to say thank you to. So when you see them, give them niggas a high five, slip $5 in their pocket, call it a night. I came across an article, the team came across an article about weed possibly being a side effect for women dealing with less pleasurable sexual experiences. And in layman's terms, we know about cotton mouth after niggas smoke. Somebody told me that we're calling this cotton cooch. And
cotton vagina.
Oh, cotton vagina. Okay, I've been corrected. It's not cotton cooch. I just like the alliteration. Yeah, no, yeah, I think we're going to roll with Cotton Cooch, man. It's unanimous over here. Now, the myth has been debunked by multiple people, including people that I know personally that say, listen, I have not suffered from dealing with Cotton Cooch as of yet. Let's cross our fingers and knock on wood that you don't got to go through that. But niggas who are avid weed smokers who smoke with chicks, that they haven't had to suffer from this, luckily, fortunately, right? But what? Fine. What's the name of that book? The lady wrote a book.
Dr. Julie Holland.
Dr. Julie Holland. Look that up. And weed is probably fucking her up, and she feel like multiple people are suffering from this.
It's called Moody Bitches.
Okay, Moody Bitches.
The truth about the drugs you're taking.
The truth about the drugs you're taking.
The sleep you're missing.
The sleep you're missing.
The sex you are not having.
The sex you are not. Let's stop right there. That's all we care about. The sex you are not having. Sleep you missing. Moody Bitches, the sleep you missing, and the sex you not having. Imagine not sleeping and not having good sex. Like, imagine having a partner that you have sex with often that you can't get a quality session with. And then you can't even get good sleep after the bad session. Right. You fucking high. Your head's still spinning. You didn't get your rocks off the way you was hoping for. And you smoke some weed that ain't helping you sleep the way it is. Let's reevaluate the weed niggas smoking. That's probably the problem. Niggas smoke good. You going to sleep, right? You get some good shit, you going to sleep. You get some solid sleep after that? For the most part, yeah. And you ain't got nothing to do. Yeah, you smoke, get some good food. So weed and sex is almost interchangeable if it's quality of either, right?
Now, she says it's similarities because, you know, when people smoke, they get cotton mouth.
Yeah, that's why Tyree called it Cotton Cooch. I've experienced the cotton mouth. I understand. And because I know what cotton mouth is, that's why I'm so sorry for women who deal with that in the vagina, because ouch.
The research is limited, though.
Is who?
It's limited.
Yeah, research has got to be limited, because what woman is going to say, oh, yeah, check my shit? You got to smoke and then go get, like, bro, women don't even like getting swabbed for regular checkups, let alone I'm trying to get swabbed with a dry cotton ball and a dry cooch to see if you got cotton cooch. It's going to hurt. I also want to take a second to say, listen, women, I would never trade places as a man, because y'all got to go through so much more shit than men got to go through. Periods, pregnancy, giving birth, the effects of after giving birth, like dealing with niggas, not me niggas, but other niggas. Yeah. Dealing with the type of niggas we talked about on episode 31, just the fuck niggas, man. Just city niggas, like, you know. Get you a suburban nigga, dog. Ladies, in 2019, get you a suburban nigga, dog. That's where it's at. 2009, 2020, nigga from the suburbs, bro. Bro, we're not dealing with certain shit that city niggas is dealing with. Travis Scott from the suburbs, he living life lavish. Wiz Khalifa from the suburbs, made out of Amber Rose alive. Like, niggas is surviving out here. Oh, then no, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Niggas. You know, niggas don't be. Yeah, man. Yeah. Nigga, we. Exactly. That was exactly what I was about to say. So that's where we at. Now, something more serious, man. I came across an article about, and actually it's happening in Oakland County, man. Farmington Hills fakes a university set up by ICE to catch foreign students, man. Department of Homeland Security set up a fake university in Farmington Hills. This is in Michigan. To target foreign students who wanted to stay in the U.S. without proper authorization, according to federal indictments unsealed in Detroit on this past Wednesday. Man, 8 people were arrested and indicted in an immigration fraud case for conspiracy to commit visa fraud and harboring aliens for profit. Less fucking backspace. A regular nigga can house an illegal immigrant and get paid. Who's paying you? Let's keep reading. Harboring aliens for profit, said the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, Matthew Schneider, man. 6 of them were arrested in Metro Detroit, 1 in Florida, and another in Virginia. Niggas is up and down the coast. The students enrolled at the fake university, which, with the intent to obtain jobs under a student visa program called Curricular Practical Training that allows students to work in the U.S. You can make a business out of anything, y'all. In the United States, man, the land of the free, the home of the brave, the land of opportunity, the melting pot. What else they call this country, man? Like, you can turn anything and literally anybody, unfortunately, into profit. Would you have ever thought to grab a nigga who don't have a visa and be like, you know what, stay with me. We're going to make sure that you straight. but you can't tell nobody what we doing. Like,
I ain't gonna let you know that there's money to be made. It's
the, you like, that's borderline human trafficking.
Nah,
bro, that's got to be like a gateway crime into human trafficking, harboring illegal aliens.
No, that's like people that come over here and fake marriages to get their cards,
and then they get caught and they get their ass sent right back overseas.
Some get caught, some don't.
They just arrested 8 niggas, dog.
This is crazy, though.
Like, HSI is an investigative arm of U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE, part of the Department of Homeland Security. We are all aware, bro. They set up a fake school to catch niggas being fake citizens. think about this, bro.
The school was designed to help you become a...
Because they got to make you believe that you are in the right place to be a citizen, dog.
But the fuck that they...
As a nigga in college, you got to not be from this country to fall for a fake university, bro.
Yeah.
To apply for college, how much shit did you have to do and prove and show? Like, you know what I'm saying? We got a billion community colleges around. These niggas just picked a random building and was like, this is... Ain't not a sign in the ground saying whatever college or university. These niggas just walked in the door like, yeah, I'm trying to take these classes. What? That's how you know it's a nigga that's not... We ain't even got to go no further, bro. You're busted. Why did you believe me? I ain't got shit in the driveway. Nothing. Ain't no bus stop. This don't look shit like... Ain't no signs on the light post on the street. Like, you just believed this was a college.
The girl they got on this picture is the same girl that's on the MSU website.
Oh, MSU janky too? Yeah. University of Farmington. Bro, what the hell? Yeah. They made a website?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is a lot of extreme effort.
Now I got to backtrack on getting you a suburban nigga, because Farmington is the suburbs, bro. We might have to go back to city niggas now. It's a lot happening in 2 minutes, man. I don't like this. 8 defendants charged are accused of helping enroll the students in exchange for cash, kickbacks, and tuition credits as part of the pay-to-stay scheme. This is wild. Welcome to the University of Farmington. People want to be in this country that bad, huh? I mean, as a nigga who's only been in this country living, we don't know how bad other shit really is. It'd be some other shit going on in other countries, bro, and it's really inhumane, bro. I would risk it all to come to this country and deal with a president like the one y'all got now, as opposed to dealing with possibly getting my head chopped off just because I'm showing too much skin. Countries are still publicly executing people for showing a chin. You know, it's crazy. Like, so if you can get over here and live a life for a year or two and feel, I will walk into University of Farmington and be like, yo, what classes I need to take to be a real citizen?
That's what's fucked up. It's like people trying to do something, though. Like,
so now when we flip it, we punishing niggas who want to live a regular, safe life, right? Is this y'all president's fault? That we trying to catch niggas who want to be civil, like regular American citizen? This wasn't a thing before?
That's my other thing I was going to say is, like, you got, if they did all this, then it's a whole bunch of other schemes and conspiracies that you can't just, like, debunk.
Government-wise. For sure. Yeah. For sure. You know, and I'm scared to say too much because I don't want niggas to hear this and come find your boy.
Yeah, new topic.
Yeah. So, what's next on the list?
You got a point.
We off to sports. Yeah. We cutting all that out. Just we cutting that out. We're not posting that part.
I had to think about that.
Off to sports. No, actually, no. We got better news, man. No, we are in sports. So, All-Star Weekend, NBA All-Star Weekend is second weekend in February. What's that, the 15th, 16th, 17th, some shit like that? 15th through the 17th. In Charlotte, North Carolina. It was supposed to be there last year, but remember, y'all, we talked about episodes ago with the bathroom situation, the gender neutral sexuality, that whole voting and all. Was you down there when that happened? You were still here? They was allowing the bathroom to be ambiguous, so the NBA took the All-Star game. Shit was just hot, right? So the NBA was like, you know what? Before some shit happened, let's go ahead and backtrack, and we're going to go elsewhere. They go last. Where was they? New Orleans. Was it New Orleans last year?
I'm gonna say yeah, because
I think LA was the year before that.
Right. So I think they real quickly went to New Orleans instead of Charlotte. They're back in Charlotte this year, where Michael Jordan is what is he, president of operations, GM for the Hornets?
Owner.
Okay. He'd be on the bench like a damn, like the assistant coach. Yeah. So he was able to bring the All-Star game back. We in Charlotte, North Carolina. J. Cole and Meek Mill are performing. Charlotte's a good city. It's going to go crazy down there? Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Cole, yeah. Meek Mill is because we talked about this last episode. Meek is crazy hot right now in the media, man. The album was great. He's doing the Justice Reform Program organization with Jay. Meek is dumb hot right now. And the NBA has always been a players' league. Not always, but has become a players' league in recent years. And niggas, look, we need Meek. Cole is from Fayetteville, yeah, North Carolina. So we need the hometown hero. And we need a nigga who really making waves right now to come down here. So count on the NBA to make sure that this is as people friendly and culture friendly as possible, in a state like North Carolina. So yeah, that's coming up, man. I wanted to go, but you know, shit happens. basketball wise, let's stay on basketball since we're here. The trade deadline is in 4 days.
Yeah.
February 7th is the NBA trade deadline. And if you've opened your timeline at any given point in the last 3 days, you've seen Photoshop images of a Lakers team for 2020. You've seen Kyrie in a Knicks jersey. You've seen Kevin Durant in a Knicks jersey. You've seen Kyrie in a Boston or a Lakers jersey. Kyrie and LeBron, first of all, have mended whatever shit they had going on. They are on good terms. They are friends. They are cordial, which is opening the rumor mill for people to say Kyrie is going to L.A. Kyrie told Boston, I don't owe y'all shit. I'll stay if you'll have me, but y'all keep doing some bullshit, I'm up. AD's dad came out and said, my son will never play for Boston after what they did to Isaiah Thomas.
That's how I feel.
And got cuz out the paint. We would never go over there and play for an organization like that.
That was fucked up.
It was some wild shit. And then you just got LeBron in L.A. chilling, just waiting on niggas to come his way. But then Kevin Durant's contract is up with the Warriors this year. And him going to the East was a topic of conversation 2 years ago, and it has remained consistent because niggas don't really believe that that Warriors team is going to stay together for 10 years. There's a lot of money that niggas want. Klay want a max deal. Curry is your franchise. Dre don't want to leave the shit, and I wouldn't blame him. And KD could go anywhere and get any contract, we know. So DC can't afford him, which is his hometown, because they paid John Wall $1 billion over a billion years, so they're stuck in money. They paid Otto Porter too much fucking money. So the Knicks, who are in Madison Square Garden, got the big market in New York, can afford and Kevin Durant.
They have money in the bank for him.
They got money, and they just cleared more space getting Porzingis out of Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Cuban is staying true to his theory of Euro basketball being the future.
Yeah.
So he now has Luka Doncic, probably going to be Rookie of the Year. And Porzingis on the way, right? So, you know, Porzingis was hurt, ain't played for real, passed a few physicals. But the Knicks posted, welcome to New York with Dennis Smith, DeAndre Jordan, and who else was in that trade? Who was the third person?
Wesley.
Yep, Wesley Matthews. So, them, they're in New York, man. So, we gonna see how this go. Mark Cuban is bringing, so right now we got, I forgot, Dirk is still in Dallas. It's probably going to be his last. Did he announce his retirement yet?
This is last year.
We believe it, but he hasn't announced his retirement yet.
No, I think he said this is last year.
No, I think this is him and Wade.
Him and Wade. They only
right. I knew it, but Wade announced his and shit.
No, he announced it too.
Okay.
But not as big as like Wade. Dude.
Okay, so we losing Dirk, man. One of the great power forwards of my lifetime. The Germany, man. Beast, animal, man. Dirty Dirk. 2011 NBA champion, finals MVP. Earned every bit of that trophy in that ring. But, yeah, man, the Lakers, Los Angeles, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. Who knows, man? The NBA is such a reality TV show nowadays. So, yeah, with the reality TV-ness of the NBA, is we never know what's going to happen. So you got to stay tuned. February 7th, February 8th, keep the notifications on loud, on high. Make sure Instagram is on speed dial because players announce new teams and situations so creatively these days. And you never know what that's going to look like. Derrick Rose has a documentary coming out on Chicago. You from Chicago?
No.
Kinda. You're not from Detroit?
It's like the East Lansing.
That's cool. We'll take that.
It's about 2 hours.
We'll take that. take that. You a Derrick Rose fan, though.
That's like one of them niggas from...
I respect it because, again, I'm a suburban nigga.
Respect, but that's like...
But it's not really like suburban. It's like you consider Atlanta suburban?
Yes. Bro, suburban. Well, we use Detroit as our city to measure Metro. Are you a Derrick Rose fan?
Yeah.
So this documentary is going to be huge for the city of Chicago / the state of Illinois. Chicago native, Simeon High School, number one draft pick, 2008. Chicago Bulls, youngest player to win, regular season MVP. Got hurt a billion times. He's back at the Minnesota Timberwolves and is quite frankly making sure that we don't forget who Derrick Rose is or was. Been going dumb. So the documentary is called Pooh, which is his nickname. Like Winnie the Pooh, that's the nickname, the Derrick Rose story, and that is on April 11th of this year. So I don't remember where it's dropping, where it's going to be premiering, but April 11th, the Derrick Rose story, that's dropping. I'm a D. Rose fan. I remember in high school, my freshman year, watching them highlights of him really just yamming on niggas, dog, just jumping out of the gym, the state title game, him and Eric going to play in AAU together. I like Derrick Rose is one of the first niggas I was really keeping up with that wasn't in Michigan. Yeah, because my dog was just jumping over any and everybody and scoring the freakiest layups and was just nuts, man. So you didn't have the rumors that he ain't take his ACT and all that shit. He goes to Memphis. They win every single game except for the championship. Lose to Kansas. They get caught up with the Calipari shit and niggas taking money. They vacate all them wins. Because you're not about to tell me I didn't win them games, right? We wasn't cheating the game. Like, we hooped. I won, nigga. Like, them teams know. None of them teams are saying, oh, we won that game now. Nah, nigga. We won 31, 32 games, losing the championship. Because if that's the case, Kansas championship don't count that year since Memphis ain't win all them games. Mario Chalmers ass. So, yeah, that's dropping. And then lastly in sports, the Super Bowl, man. Who we got? Who y'all got? Y'all see where I'm at. Y'all know who I got. I told y'all this last episode. Rams. We've been rocking like this forever. You confident in that, or you just saying that so Tom Brady don't win?
Rams.
Okay, so you just don't want Brady to win. Man. You're a football guy.
One of my former teammates from here, Brian Allen, you know, he played the Rams. Yep. John Kelly from the city.
Yep.
Played for Oak Park, went to Tennessee.
On the Rams, right. So you got personal connection.
Yeah.
Your football mind is telling you what?
I want the Rams.
Your football mind is telling you what? Because wanting is what your heart is telling you.
It's not his.
Zach, who we got tonight?
I'm gonna go with the Rams.
Ooh.
Patriots owner just say something.
Man, I don't know what the Patriots owner. The Patriots owner was just dancing on stage with Cardi B yesterday, man. Robert Kraft is turnt right now. Patriots is turnt, nigga. Brady is in the locker room blasting all nigga championship anthems, dog.
That pissed me off.
We getting it in, dog. We got Todd Gurley versus Sonny. That's going to be good, though. The battle of the running backs is going to be good. Both Georgia running backs played together for a few years in Georgia. This is going to be a good battle of the halfbacks.
Now, didn't he win his first Super Bowl against the Rams?
Yes, 2002. Kurt Warner. Yes, absolutely. So this is going to be a nice exclamation point to the six rings of Tom Brady's. Tom Brady, all right, let's answer this. This is the best football player I've ever seen.
Huh?
Tom Brady.
Okay.
This is not the best player ever in NFL history? Bro, is he not the best football player in history?
He's won.
Clutch.
He's won more than any, you feel me?
But
like, he's a winner.
Bro, who?
He's like, when you think of a winner.
Bro, who's the NFL GOAT, bro? Who's the NFL GOAT?
He's the most unathletic
dude. Yeah, right.
Doesn't matter. What? Does not matter. Tom Brady, not the.
Michael Vick, Randy Moss, any. Bro,
Deion Sanders.
That's not athletic. Like, yeah.
These niggas are.
Barry Sanders.
Goats? Like
these niggas are great. Bro, in order to be a GOAT, you gotta win.
Randy has no championships.
But you saying the best football players? Like, best football players?
You just said you gotta win. Tom Brady got 5 rings.
Bro, you're saying GOAT, greatest of all time.
Yes, bro.
That classifies winning. When it comes to football.
So you talk about individual.
Yes. Who is the better player?
I'm not mad at Deion Sanders.
Like, you know,
Randy Moss, my nigga. Did y'all watch his 30 for 30?
Yeah, I did. I love it.
So that's why he's so fresh in y'all minds right now. Because y'all wouldn't have said this last week. Yeah, he's so fresh. This is recency bias right here.
Yeah, I believe that's why he's been.
No, it just dropped. Yeah, it just dropped. Yeah, he just watched it. That's why he's so fresh in Reek mind right now. No. Randy need one. No, he got one on. Yeah. I did watch his. Named after his city he grew up in. Yeah. So listen, six rings soon come. You know. Oh yeah. Oh, speaking of Hall of Fame, this Hall of Fame ballot is solid too. Ty Law, Ed Reed, Tony Gonzalez. It's another defensive back in there. Who was it? Ty Law, Ed Reed, Tony Gonzalez. My man, the center, Kimmoore. It's another D-back on that list, man. Find out for me real quick. But this is a good Hall of Fame induction class for sure. This is almost 100%, and it, like, nobody's mad at that list. Now we got to get into some more touchy shit, man, some fucked up shit. Let me do the good shit first. So there's an entrepreneur in Detroit opening the only black-owned grocery store in the city. And his name is Raphael Wright, plans to open a neighborhood grocery store in Detroit next year, 2020. And his goal is to bring a grocery store to Detroit who is going to make the money off of Detroit citizens and then pour that money right back into the city versus having a franchise company just come and eat the money up, right, and be all about profit at the end of the fiscal year. But he said over his life he's seen so many grocery stores in and out of the city where they just – we go and buy groceries, and then these grocery stores do nothing for the communities, for the kids, for the schools, nothing. So his goal is to recycle that money within the city, man. So shout out to Raphael Wright. Is the location on here with Googers and Victor? He points out food insecurity that affect over 48% of Detroit households. He was also diagnosed with diabetes at the age of 19. He wants that to not be the reality for so many more children to come. Neighborhood grocery is his attempt to pump the same life that we see in Detroit's downtown into Detroit's into the neighborhoods. Despite the resurrection from the 2013 bankruptcy, poverty is still high and the city is still largely insecure food. So for him, opening a new grocery store can feed the communities fresh food, good jobs, investment opportunities, and most of all, love. One of the misconceptions about Detroit is that it is a food desert. And the reality is Detroit has over 70 independent grocery stores within city limits. However, many of these grocery stores do more harm than help. Stores owned by non-Detroiters who do not reinvest in the city. These stores take the earnings and then they leave, right, was what we were just saying.
Well, you got a GoFundMe, too.
GoFundMe on there?
Yeah.
So make sure we put this link in the YouTube, the details and stuff, yeah. So people can get to that, support their city, support Raphael Wright, man. So we can make this happen. That's good news. So y'all look out for that. And not so good news, the Jussie Smollett. What's his name on Empire? God damn it. The middle brother.
Jamal.
Yes. The middle brother finally broke his silence after his attack. He said he's okay. His body is strong, but his soul is stronger. He told this to Essence exclusively a couple days ago. Empire star and LGBTQ activist was beaten by two men early Tuesday morning in Chicago, police said in a statement, just after leaving a Subway restaurant. Police added that a noose was found around the actor's neck. He was able to transport himself to the hospital after suffering the injuries, man.
He said on the gate to the pop. That's what he said.
Who said that?
Justice Smollett.
Oh, okay. In an exclusive statement addressed to the beautiful people, Smollett not only assured fans that he's recovering, but that he's thankful for the mass outpouring of support he's received over the last few days, which he has, because on your Explore page, every celebrity is posting a picture. He addressed the attack during concert. He just had a concert? He referred to himself as the gay Tupac. Gave his first live performance in L.A. since being attacked. Incident which currently being investigated as a hate crime caused a lot of worry amongst his followers and the general public. Entertainer has provided additional insight during his show. So, yeah, I mean, he's feeling good. I was bruised, but my ribs were not cracked. They were not broken. I went to the director immediately. I was not hospitalized. Both my doctors in L.A. and Chicago cleared me to perform but said to take care. Obviously, and above all, I fought the fuck back. He then paused and said, I'm the gay Tupac. Empire actor also added some words of encouragement for his community. Be as black, be as proud, be as gay. Now's the time. Be black or be gayer.
I could give him that. I ain't gonna hold you.
The gay Tupac?
Yeah.
You like that?
I said I could give him
okay.
that.
I mean, I ain't trying to put you in a position to where. But, okay.
No, because, like, I mean, that's some fucked up shit that he went to for real.
Yeah, that's
like,
wild.
He fought through it and he...
And he back. Now, he did recently cancel a meet and greet just due to security I fucked that word up earlier, too, when we went over this. Security concerns. Yeah. But, yeah, he said he's good, man. So, y'all just...
I mean, they put it...
I want to have a conversation about... And we're not going to do it today. But I want to have a conversation about how niggas... How we keep our niggas accountable for the bullshit that dudes do in the world. We gonna talk about that later, okay. But you know that's a conversation I want to have, man. Because I can't fix the world, right? You can't save the world. You can't change the assault rate in your like. But for the niggas we touch and talk to on a daily basis, right? Like niggas ain't openly saying like tonight, me and my we about to go jump this nigga when he leave. But niggas' minds be certain places. Niggas be going through shit. Niggas be depressed. Niggas be broke. Niggas be hungry. How do we keep, one, our homies, like, in a good headspace, but also how do we tap into certain niggas so we make sure that they don't go off the deep end on some impulse shit and do some shit that's going to fuck up their life and people's lives around them. So, but, again, that's a conversation we're going to have another day. But, yeah, just, anyway, as we talk about niggas getting beat up, little Bow Wow.
Oh, dog, we about to talk about this.
Let me not say Lil Bow Wow, because Lil Bow Wow is a legend. Shad Moss.
Shad.
How you say it? Shad or Shad?
I always thought Shad.
God damn it, Tevin. Well, okay,
I call him Prince of the Old Town anytime.
Why?
Because
that's what he said in the song, but yeah. You got to be the only person that calls this man Prince of... First of all, O is a state, not a town.
He said it.
Like, yeah, bro, don't repeat that shit.
I just find it
bro, you too old for this to still be calling this man Prince of the Old Town. A picture of Bow Wow has surfaced on the internet as of last night,
yeah.
With a very Wolverine-esque scar across the heart of his face. You just like you can't hide it. You can't put a hat on. You can't throw a bandana on. Like this is forehead, eyebrow, nose. Cause got a nice gash. With his current girlfriend, I guess they probably ex at this point, but he was released from jail. She was not. And, you know, details are still sticky.
I mean, we don't need details.
You know, we don't. But I saw an interesting tweet today that said, had this been the other way around, because Bow Wow's still catching all of the jokes right now. Yeah. He's still catching all heat just for this face being the way it is in his mugshot. But had Bow Wow put some scratches on her face, he would still be the one in the hot seat for putting his hands on a woman, right?
Oh, no, she should be in the hot seat.
I
should
have had jokes in jail time.
As Bow Wow. Yeah. But as a society, what do black people focus on? That you got your ass beat by the woman, seemingly, right? And now we're going to clown you. But had you beat her ass, now we're going to hang you because you was putting your hands on a woman.
Oh, so you're saying because nobody's talking about her.
Right. So... Overall, the jokes hit immediately when the pictures drop. Like, and the jokes always outweigh the reality of any situation.
Yeah.
Period.
I think what it is, Bow Wow lost his respect in the black community.
Yes,
and that's also the fact.
It was like it was just attitude.
So it's like niggas almost don't care because he's been the butt of so many jokes.
Yeah. So you know, it's already a song out called "Bow Wow Took Another L."
There's already a song out.
Yeah.
Jesus, this story ain't 24 hours old.
Bow Wow took another L.
Goodness gracious. And then there's... Somebody told me the other day, Soulja Boy is getting more respect than Bow Wow.
Yeah.
And I agree.
That tide is turning, yeah.
And I agree because Soulja stayed in his lane.
Big Draco.
Soulja stayed in his lane. First of all, somebody showed me a song yesterday, Cut Me the Check. Soulja Boy just dropped a song.
Oh, you can't give me Soulja Boy song names. I wouldn't know.
No, this bitch, like, just dropped. Cut me the check, cut the check or something, because, you know, he on his wave of I started all this shit. I'm the reason all these niggas do all this shit. Cut me the check. If you one of these new niggas, do you feel like you got to pay Soulja? Do you owe a debt to Soulja Boy for starting this?
No.
I don't feel like they need to owe him a check.
Not pay money, but if these new niggas is really eating off of the social. Because a lot of these SoundCloud rappers are, YouTube sensations. Dude, they need to be like, yo, shout out to Soulja Boy who actually made this a thing.
You don't need to. That's what
you want. Right. But if you're a young nigga, do you feel like you need to do that? Do a lot of these young niggas even know who Soulja Boy was?
Everybody cranked that.
Bro, you got to think, the niggas that's on YouTube now is like 17, 18. Crank That was 10 years ago. If not more.
But that shit took over.
It did.
It was a lot of cranks.
I think at 8, it was. That's what, like, bro, how many superheroes are left? Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. We was cranking a lot. It was a lot of cranks. We was cranking a lot of shit for sure.
Yeah, you cranked a lot.
Bro, when them videos hit the internet, dog, and these niggas in these long ass t-shirts and the driveway just.
But you couldn't go to school and not know how to crank. Nothing.
No, you couldn't. And if you tried, you better make sure you did that shit right.
Yeah.
Don't come out there with a half ass crank anything.
Exactly.
That's dude, can you if you stood right now in a beat drop, could you do the Superman?
Yeah.
You do that bitch, Rick?
The Superman?
The crank Superman? Probably the biggest one.
The crank that.
Oh.
The original one, the first one.
Yeah.
The beat drop. If the beat drop, could you do the Batman? No,
I need
that one.
I need the lyrics.
Well, yeah, that's fine. But when I say the beat drop, the song comes on. Because the lyrics don't tell you what to do with your feet. You just got to do that, bitch.
I remember the hands.
Right, but the feet shit niggas don't be knowing.
No, because you step right, left.
We're not going to talk about the 1-2 step of the crank.
Right.
If the Batman song come on, can you do that one?
No.
Me either. Or Spider-Man. Batman was hard. Because the Batman hit the timeline the other day. And I'm like, bro, I was like watching that bitch. Like, do I need to learn this bitch for the next time I host the party? Because niggas are about to be back playing Soulja Boy in the joints now because my man's is out. He hot with it. Yeah.
For that skate joint.
Niggas is about to go back to running the crank something in the joints now because.
Don't be surprised if he do a crank that remix.
He
That would hit.
First of all,
that would hit.
I'm mad that I just got enticed by the idea of a remix.
If he was a capitalized,
I'm upset that I got excited about that. Like, damn! Like, what new nigga can he link with? Like, imagine him and Chris Brown just putting some shit together and really giving us a dog ass crank.
Him and them other people that be dancing that wear the masks. I don't know their names.
Oh, that would go dumb. Teo and Shmeo and Shmateo.
That would.
Oh, shit. No, I just know Teo because the other nigga got too many letters before the vowel, so I don't like putting all them letters together. Yeah. I love that, Rolly. Yeah, them niggas. Yeah. Them niggas. Because Soulja Boy can't really dance. You throw them niggas on the shit, dog. It's about to go stupid.
I cranked that remix.
I'm mad.
You thought we was over?
Bro, niggas are writing to crank that remix right now. I'm upset because I want to, like, put this shit down and drop it. Like, tweet Soulja Boy and at me.
Yeah, at
make sure Soulja Boy is in all the tags when we drop this episode. He's clickbait. He need to come here, Jack?
Yeah.
And you. Yeah, we're going to figure this out. Big Draco, talk to me. Let's work this out, baby. It's a win-win for everybody. All right, listen, y'all. Black Panther 2. Allegedly, Michael B. Jordan is back. As Killmonger, of course.
Yep.
Interview happened because Angela Bassett was getting interviewed. And they said, is everybody coming back? And she said, I will hope so. Her husband goes on to say, listen, cut the shit. Everybody's coming back, even Michael B.
Yeah.
And as a nigga who watched the movie, so we all watched the movie. People are watching episode 31 because we talked about the is Black Panther overrated last week. Is it overrated? Is Black Panther overrated?
No.
No? Well, I already know how you feel. You are. Me and you talked about this before. I think we talked about it when you was on the show. The Black Panther is kind of.
No, I watched the episode after we talked about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Not overrated.
Did black people do too much?
Oversaturated.
I mean, but you know how niggas are going to do. Niggas going to nigga. Bro, it's up for 7 Oscars because the movie can't be over. You get 7 Oscar nominations, you can't be overrated.
Yeah, it's no question. Yeah.
All right.
I think what you talked about was when people came in dashikis and they had.
Yeah, I didn't do all that. I don't even know where to go get that stuff, honestly. I don't know. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach, you probably put on some shit too and walked up in there with the joiner.
I don't think that's overrated at all, bro.
You don't?
I think it should be overrated, oversaturated. I mean,
that's what I was saying. Like, why are we not supporting? Yeah, I said the same shit. Like, bro, we mad that Ryan caught a Disney check and this movie went dumb? There were countries that lifted movie theater bans to show Black Panther. Movies have been banned for decades and they lifted this shit to show Black Panther, dog.
I think.
Why do black people throw the most heat on that bitch? Like, y'all got to be the most unsatisfiable population of people ever. All black cast. The white man, I just saw this today, bro. The white man who they saved and took to Wakanda with him and shit. the agent, yeah. They asked him what it was like to be on the Black Panther cat. I mean, on the set when they was filming the movie. The white guy.
He's the agent. He was a. What's the
I don't know, but he was trying to get Killmonger in the United States. He was trying to kill him in the United States. Then when they joined forces to get him, he said, well, I guess this is how a black person feel every day is on the set with all white people. You know what I'm saying? The one white guy on set was like, bro, it was great. But now I know how black people feel on set every day in Hollywood. It's all white people. You're the only one. You be trying to hold your own. You be trying to fit in. You be trying to not get outcast, right? Now, niggas ain't like, if it's an all-nigga movie and the cool white dude come in, we gonna typically fuck with the, you know what I'm saying? But that don't happen the other way. So my man was like, bro, black people feel like this every day. So when I saw it, I'm like, all right, this is hype. And I actually threw that bitch on my story, man. So hit me on the gram. Why? Because I follow this movie facts page. And they be dropping a lot of little gems and shit for all the Marvel shits. It's just movie facts. Spell just how it sounds. Y'all owe me a check, too, for this plug. So, yeah, he's back. Now, as a nigga, this is what I was about to say. As a nigga who watched the movie, do we want Killmonger back?
Yes.
The way he died? He died a pretty obvious death. Like, there was no gray area on whether or not.
The spirit of his character didn't get enough.
What more do we need from Killmonger? Not saying that I disagree, but what more?
Okay, he was a great villain, but just imagine what kind of hero he could have been.
So, and that's what I'm seeing, that people are trying to see if he's going to be twisted into kind of how Loki transitioned into helping get the people off of Asgard, right?
But you got to look at, if they follow along with the comics, you got to see how.
You know, the Russo brothers are going to put a switch. They're going to spin it.
They're basically putting their own comic book on.
Yeah, yeah. Stan Lee has given them niggas full green light to really flex this bitch. R.I.P., man, to one of the legends. But I don't know. Now, when the movie ended, I didn't think that we would never see him again. I definitely said, you know what, we kind of got all this fucking technology. They're going to build this nigga back, and he'll be back, right? Somebody said, I just hope that they tell him that his ancestors were the ones who actually stayed on the ship and didn't jump off, considering you're alive, but your ancestors did not jump off the ship, sir.
No, it was ancestors that did jump off.
But their point is, if your ancestors jumped off the ship, you wouldn't be here.
That's not true.
No.
Because it's like my great-great-great-great-great-great-uncle, you feel me? Like, that's one of my ancestors.
It's a gray area.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
It's, okay.
There's some ambiguity there.
Yeah.
But he's so far down the line. So, in other superhero news, Ben Affleck is no longer being Batman.
Thank God.
Yeah, that's what I said. I wasn't really pressed for the, oh, my God. I wasn't really pressed for the Ben Affleck-Batman combo.
I
didn't like that. I was upset that Christian Bale didn't want to be Batman anymore. But I understand how tired you get being a fucking superhero, man.
Like my man's
in movie after movie after movie.
That
he didn't do so many. Hugh Jackman, he got, I mean, because Batman only did, what, 3 movies? Christian Bale only did 3. Dark Knight Rises, Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises. No. Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises. So he only did 3.
And
he was done. And that movie was long as fuck. He got his ass beat in every movie. Like, they had no slow Batman movies where he was just chilling. It was always something. So he's done. But then they got, what's my man from Black Panther, who turned on him and was helping Killmonger, the nigga from Get Out. The timeline got him. Yeah. The timeline got him as the next Batman. Bro, the nigga from Get Out with the tears running down his face on the screenshot, bro.
Oh.
The nigga who wore the blue shit in Black Panther in turn. Yeah. You know the timeline takes you to run with it, but this is who. Bro, we don't need. Just like I didn't want to see Black Michael B. Jordan as Superman.
I don't want to see that. I don't think I want to see Idris as 007.
That didn't get confirmed. But speaking of Idris Elba, did y'all see this new Fast and Furious preview?
Bro, I'm so
Hobbs and whatever my man name is. Bro, they turned these niggas into superheroes, bro. Like, we're not even racing cars no more.
Bro, me and my people was just talking about this from the last movie.
No. So listen, not even the last one. So when they switched to, when they start pulling planes out the sky, swinging tractors across the highway, taking cars through buildings. Fucking buildings, flashing through the windows. I'm like, all right, we running out of shit to talk about,
bro,
y'all.
The Rock broke a fucking ramp.
Yeah. Yeah, blew that bitch up. Like, the Avengers is getting in trouble for blowing up cities, and the Rock is just getting spinoffs. Like, them niggas trying to cancel the Avengers because we blew up New York. We blew up the when the city was in the sky. Like, they want these niggas out to paint. And Hobbs and the Rock, these niggas get whole new spinoffs to blow up more cities. That's, and they turn Idris Elba into some undestructible dog body light up, man. You can't knock this nigga out. I don't know how that's gonna go. I don't know, because my wife is a big Fast and Furious head, so I don't know. She did say it looked like they was doing too much, though. They weren't pressed. She weren't pressed. We might wait till it hit on demand, pay $6 for everybody to watch it, versus paying $8.50 a piece, you know, and then buy concessions. So, yeah, we out of that. It's a lot of shit happening. Toy Story 4, Little Bo Peep is stacked. They got her looking good. I swear to God.
Not like that.
No. Like that. Because they took off the big dress. Like, they got her in some Serena Williams Black Panther suit shit. It's Tim Allen said they done recording, man. So Toy Story 4 is on the way, man. Y'all get ready. It's my favorite movie, though. We in there. They got her strapped. Look, niggas want to see now. Niggas want to see now. It was jokes before. Niggas want to see now. That's crazy. Niggas want to see now. So, look, I got one more. We going to get out of here. The Game is doing some real look at me shit right now. The first he calls out Kim Kardashian, then he calls out Joe Budden's wife saying, yeah, man, he doing some real look at me shit. And personally, as a nigga with kids, there's got to be a point in your life where you realize, bro, some shit is just way too childish, way too immature, dog. To be talking about what I did to another man's wife while this man is married to her and really be explicit and unnecessary about the shit is uncalled for, in my opinion. And I was hoping that Joe wouldn't mention it on his shit. Joe definitely mentioned a little. I don't know how deep in depth he went into it, but that's all Game wanted was to get some attention on Joe's platform. So just niggas, don't turn into that nigga, dog, bro. Like, take your L's in peace. Take your W's in peace, man. Like,
I seen a girl say something about, like, guys love to talk about their past relationships with females as if they still got some type of...
Oh, for sure. For sure. Okay, so let's be clear. As a nigga, how many girls have we let slip through our fingers or wanted to hit one more time that if we see her, we like, bro, I'm sick. We all got, you know, it's happened. It's happened. But to do it on a level like that, bro, that shit corny, dog. Because we ain't on the internet with the shit. Especially when she get cuffed up and she happy and she got a baby and she out the way, living her life. Ain't saying shit about you. Ain't bothering you. Ain't saying your name. And you rapping about... He putting the shit on his songs, on the albums. Now, here's the thing. Game has always been a name-dropping nigga, bro. If you listen to Game songs, he's always name-dropped. Like, there is no... Bro, he's always name dropped. He ain't never made you wonder who he was talking about. Ever. He always get right to the shit. So, yeah, just don't turn into them niggas, dog. We about to get up out of here. Before we do that, there's going to be a link, man, somewhere in this shit to support the podcast, man. Click that bitch. You know what I'm saying? If you're feeling friendly, you just came up with some dollars. You know some niggas who swipe. You should just, you know, whatever you want to do, click the shit, read the details. I appreciate you. Blurvision.us. I told y'all we buying black this year. Use my code TG10 at checkout, man. Get a discount. Support black people. Michigan State alum, man. Look out for your people. And subscribe to the website. We talked about this before. I'm on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TG the host. Everything's the same, man. Consistency is key. And y'all got anything? It is Black History Month. Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. I wanted the facts. I wanted the Black History facts, some shit that ain't so common. How long is that going to take? Yeah, man, give me something real quick so we can go out. We can go out good. We're going to do the fact, and then we're going to get out of here. I do want y'all to stay warm. I told y'all last time. I want y'all to drive safe. I want y'all to repost this, screenshot this, share this, Facebook it, tell your mama, tag your cousin, your ex-girlfriend that you're not supposed to be talking to, tell her we on. February 24th, Sunday. Michigan State, Michigan, we on that. Y'all be safe during the Super Bowl shit, man. Be aware of your surroundings. We got to get this Black History facts. And I need something sweet, man. That's where you went, History Channel? You don't even just Google like Black History facts. Just give me anything. Jimmy, thank you, man. Louis Armstrong learned how to play the cornet while living at the Color Waifs Home for Boys. Now, where is this? They literally, the caption of this picture says, Gap-toothed grinners. Circa 1945, headshot portrait of American jazz musician Louis Armstrong, smiling, holding his cornet against his chest. So, yeah, man, he learned how to play Color Waifs Home for Boys. He's an orphan? Louis Armstrong's an orphan? So, yeah, we're gonna try to keep some Black history facts, man, for the episodes of this month going forward. Keep y'all, you got something better than that? Well, we got something better. Oh, Josephine Baker was a spy for the French during World War II. You knew that?
Everybody knew that.
Oh, damn. They shitting on your fact. Go back to the first. Niggas. I'm glad you had a backup, though. Scroll back to the top, baby. Phyllis Wheatley was only 12 when she became the first African-American author published. Despite her fame, we know surprisingly little about her early life. She was taken from her home in Africa when she was 7 or 8 and sold to the Wheatley family in Boston. So she's going by the white name. The family taught her how to read and write, encouraged her to write poetry as soon as they witnessed her talent for it. And in 1773, the Declaration of Independence is 1776, ain't it?
Yeah.
Jesus. Phyllis published her first poem, making her the first African-American to be published. She was only 12 at the time. Phyllis Wheatley, man, so... I didn't know that. I'm learning new shit. I didn't know the Louis Armstrong shit either. So, I'm going to learn some shit. We're going to learn some shit. Y'all going to learn some shit. So, fuck with everybody here. We're going to throw all the names in the credits, man. We're going to make this real sweet. Thank you, everybody, for watching, for listening, wherever you are, whoever you are, man. Tag somebody. Tell them we on. Wolf, you good?
Yes, sir.
Reek, you good? Zach, you good? We up out of here, man. Let's go.
Yeah.